This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, August 20th, 2015. I'm Caleb Brown. The Federal Reserve is now dabbling in fighting the federal war on drugs. The agency has denied a so-called master account to cannabis entrepreneurs in Colorado working to create their own legal credit union. George Selgin is a senior fellow and director of the Center for Monetary and Financial Alternatives at the Cato Institute. He says the Fed is once again overstepping its authority. How far afield is it for the Federal Reserve to be getting involved in telling state-level businesses whether or not they're bankable, essentially able to make use of payment systems in the United States?
These days, with the Fed constantly seeing how far it can push the envelope on its power, it doesn't seem all that far afield in the sense that there doesn't seem to be any limit that the Fed isn't willing to test when it comes to its own powers. But, of course, it is very far afield indeed from what most people understand to be the Fed's responsibilities, which consist of seeing to there being, as the Federal Reserve Act in its amendment form says, seeing to it that there be reasonable price stability and what they call maximum employment. Now, one can question whether that's one mandate too many, if not two mandates that are too many. In any event, there doesn't seem to be anything in the Federal Reserve Act that says that it should be deciding which businesses are legitimate and entitled to have access to banking services and which ones aren't.
So the specific issue here is whether or not marijuana dispensaries, which are operating in opposition to federal law but within the laws of their own states, have access to not only credit but the payments systems that run across state lines, which of course the federal government regulates, and the Fourth Corner Credit Union among those institutions is suing the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City.
That's correct. And it actually, though the dispensaries are also affected by all of this, in their access to banking services, the people who actually started the Fourth Corner Credit Union were, as I understand it, producers of marijuana. So they're in the business of growing the stuff. And it was only upon realizing that neither they nor others involved in the marijuana business could count on having bank accounts at already established banks because of the red tape that those banks would be subjected to if they chose to try to do business with these marijuana-related businesses. It was only upon discovering that that would not be possible that they decided to form their own credit union with the specific purpose of making its facilities available to marijuana-related businesses so they would have an alternative. And of course, the idea was that this credit union is a kind of mutual operated by the businesses in question for their own sake so that they would always have access to the payment system through it.
Now, the Kansas City Fed responded earlier this year and suggested that the issuing of a master account, which is essentially the account of the credit union,
yes,
would only be issued at the discretion of the Federal Reserve Bank, even if they are in compliance of with other laws and regulations. So, what is the Fed relying on in deciding yes, you, but no, not you?
Well, that's a good question. The Federal Reserve has not spelled out what this discretionary decision is based on or what general rules there are that govern when it can refuse a master account to an applicant. In fact, though, there are established rules, and they don't allow the Fed much discretionary authority. Particularly, they don't allow it when it comes to a financial institution that is not a member of the Federal Reserve System. Now, the Federal Reserve System, we have to keep in mind, does regulate its own member institutions, which include all national nationally chartered banks, that is, as well as mainly state financial institutions, state banks that choose to be members of the Federal Reserve System. It's not mandatory that they should be. But the Fed has no regulatory authority over credit unions, which are regulated by a separate federal entity. Moreover, it has no right to arbitrarily keep any state chartered institution, whether it's a bank or a credit union, that is not itself seeking membership in the Federal Reserve System, from having access to the Federal Reserve's facilities. One of the big issues here is precisely the right of state authorities to charter financial institutions and have them be viable. If the Fed can arbitrarily deny a master account to a state-chartered financial institution, that effectively would nullify the state's right to charter banks, or at least would render that right meaningless.
So where does this case stand right now?
As far as I know, has yet to be litigated, but it is a pending suit. And there is a separate lawsuit that has been brought by the same credit union institution against the National Credit Union Authority, which is implicated in the Fed's action. According to the plaintiffs, the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City and the NCUA were in cahoots. The NCUA, the credit union regulator, itself did not want to have this credit union gain access to the payment system, that is, didn't want to see it succeed, in part because the credit union was planning to operate basically, they didn't want it to succeed because they too didn't want to support a marijuana-related credit union. They started, therefore, by denying it access to federal insurance. The NCUA determines whether credit unions can have federal share insurance, as it's called, because, as you know, with credit unions, what are deposits at banks are shares at credit unions, because they're not there's some element of equity involved to the owners. In any event, the NCUA denied them federal insurance and then apparently, according to the suit, communicated with the Kansas City Fed so that they both coordinated their mutual effort to keep this business from getting off the ground. I should emphasize that the credit unions were not required to have federal deposit or federal share insurance. The only requirement was that they get insurance of some sort, which could be private. And they were in the process of doing that. And therefore, they had complied with every requirement of their state chartering authority and of Federal Reserve statutes for having a master account.
George Selgin is a senior fellow and director of the Center for Monetary and Financial Alternatives at the Cato Institute. Read more of his work at cato.org.